Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and guys, it's beginning to feel
Shut up.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is. We're going to...
70 degrees today.
All right, here's the thing.
No bad language.
It's beautiful outside. It's October only. However...
Craig, I'm going to tell you.
We really are in the mood.
Joe has informed us that Macy's has already put up their decorations.
Home Depot has Christmas trees.
And guess what?
What do you do with a Christmas tree now? I mean...
No, fake ones.
Fake.
Oh, just the fake ones. Okay.
Fake. Yes, that's key.
Faux.
And distributors, though, right now, of course, are selling Christmas gifts. And
yeah, of course.
Gifts. They should. So, absolutely. So it is the actual holiday season for a lot of our listeners. And not only that, but people are giving thought to holiday parties. So today we're going to talk about strategies for having holiday parties and giving gifts to clients and employees on a budget. Because let's stick with that in our budgets, can we?
Sure.
Not really.
Of course we can.
No one at this table can.
Helping out in the is the convivial Kathy Houston from Advantages
Ooh,
Magazine.
Convivial.
Kathy, have you done any actual Christmas shopping?
Are you kidding me?
You know, some people do it all year round.
My sister is a wacko.
I start like Thanksgiving, but Andy Cohen, who doesn't celebrate Christmas, but yet does.
Yes, he does.
Right.
Yes, he does.
You have a tree?
I have a tree, yeah.
And you buy Christmas gifts.
And a menorah.
Is there a menorah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do it all in the Cohen household.
All right. Very festive. And Joe Haley, whose wife takes every day off in the fall, every Friday off in the fall to Christmas shop. Is that right?
After Thanksgiving, every Friday.
Let's not give her secrets away.
Absolutely.
All right, and then we have the lovely Michelle Bell here, who sends out maybe 400 or 500 individual Christmas cards.
This year,
right?
It'll be 527-ish.
Do you ever take people off the list?
I do take people off the list. Every year I add people and take people off. So you're lucky. You're all still on my list.
I love your Christmas cards.
What do you have to do to get off Michelle Bell's Christmas
card? Oh. How much time do we have?
My word, that's a whole show.
If it's somebody who's not in the industry anymore, if I haven't talked to them for a long time.
If they smite
her. What if they wronged you?
Yeah, they're off the list then.
All right, well, Vinny Driscoll's going to be answering your phone calls this morning at 215-953-4979. Tell us anything on your mind about selling holiday gifts, corporate gifts, having holiday parties. Joe, if we put you on the air this morning, we're in the giving spirit. What are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card and card. And a date with Andy Cohen.
Ooh, we haven't done that
in a long
time.
Oh, we're going to have
the gift that keeps on giving.
Man, those phones. Man, those phones, Vinny.
Now we've got something to talk about.
Craig Veltri, of course, is manning our tech booth, and you're going to hear some lovely sound effects from Craig this morning.
I hope so.
In the meantime, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
How e-newsletters can help you grow your business. Kathy is going to let you know about that. She sends out one twice a week, correct?
Correct.
And people love it.
Sometimes.
Andy's going to let you know how you can grow your company with fewer customers. That's kind of what they call it, an oxymoron. Doesn't make sense. Can you really grow your customer?
Absolutely.
Your company with fewer
Joe,
customers?
It's all
just get taller customers.
It's all about profitability, Joe.
What is wrong with Kathy today?
She's drinking the eggnog.
Michelle has a look at what shoppers are indulging in despite the current economy. We have a teaser for Counselor's online chat today. Andy's going to tell us all about that.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
That's fun.
QR codes, fad or here to stay?
Fat?
Here to
stay.
Fad.
Or here to stay?
Fad. Oh.
They're here to stay.
They're here to stay?
Yep.
Well, there's a study, a very interesting study that we're going to let you know about today, what they think about QR codes. We also have our favorite things for today, some other topics if we get a chance to get around to them, but we'll start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Rock it, Andy.
Thank you, Joe, and Melinda in the background. We begin this morning with legal news. As Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in full swing, distributors should be aware of a trademark issue that many marketers are coming up against. The words Think Pink are actually trademarked, owned by Zeta Tau Alpha Sorority, and can't be used in conjunction with any breast cancer awareness promotion. Zeta Tau Alpha has a breast cancer awareness foundation and trademarked the slogan in 1997. On to top 40 supplier news now. Apparel supplier Sanmar has opened a new distribution facility in New Jersey. As of yesterday, the company opened its new 800,000-square-foot facility in Robbinsville, New Jersey, which replaces a space half that size. Now to holiday gift-giving news. Staples Promotional Products released a survey last week that shows giving holiday gifts to employees improves their motivation and productivity. About 75% of employees indicated that receiving a gift improved their morale, while 60% said the gesture encouraged them to like their company more. Read Promogram today for more details. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today? Why are you pointing at me so nastily?
No, I'm like, yeah, Andy, I'm all hyped up about it. We've got like a movie reel tin that has some popcorn seasoning that's in there. So great for movie-themed promotion.
Joe's so hyped up he can barely keep himself in his seat.
Well, you can turn regular boring popcorn into something that's
fantastic.
Fantastic.
All right, thanks, Andy and Joe. Now we're going to go to the phones. We got a lot of calls today talking about the holiday season, gifts to give, and parties to have. Online, too, we have Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you from, Alex?
New York City.
All right. What's on your mind?
Andy Cohen.
I have a really small budget for gifts this year, and I'm wondering if you can make any suggestions as to small things I might be able to give that's not going to totally blow me out of the water on price.
You're going to need to talk to Joe from the Joe Show.
One of the things I would suggest, look into these holiday cards that has your card in there, and also there's a little tag that you can put on one of your electronics, your cell phone, your iPad, your iPod, whatever, and you register that online. So if you happen to lose it, someone finds it, they go in online, put that code in, and they'll let you know as the loser that someone's found your phone. They'll connect you without ever having to know who you are.
Back to me?
Return moi.
Return moi.
And it's really a good deal, because the person who finds it actually gets a reward too. It's like a $50 in gifts. So it's inexpensive, and I think it's a little neat idea. But there's a lot of other things you can do. Just think about what you can put your logo on that might be useful for someone.
Calendars. I always say calendars, but seriously, I love calendars.
Yeah.
We just did a big study, our executive director of research, Larry Bassinet, on calendars. You know that something like 70% of people keep calendars even after the calendar year is over? They keep them.
Do you know I cut up a calendar and framed the pictures from it? And it's going down to my basement. It's from McSorley's old ale house. Seriously, I did. Goes with my
I've
theme.
Seen those. I didn't know that.
You did see them.
Anyway, calendars are definitely a good idea. What else, Jeff?
I like calendars. Also think about if you want to put a personal touch to it, you know, if you go visit your clients, maybe you make them baked goods and deliver them in logoed bags, you know, gift bags. You can put the logo, the ribbon as well. So, you know, you have logoed products that you're using, but a little bit of a home touch to
it. A personal touch.
A little personal touch, right.
People like
that's
that.
Cute.
Yeah. Thanks, all right, Jackie. Alex, I hope that gives you some good ideas. Please stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks.
All right, on line one, we have Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Ooh. Ah, all right.
So, how about those Redskins?
A loser this weekend against you guys, so uh-huh. I'm not happy about it.
All right, Cindy, what's your question?
Well, every year I have a holiday open house for my employees, and then my clients also stop by, but this year I'm trying to watch my costs, and I still don't want to cut the open house because it's really beneficial for me. But I'm wondering if you have any ideas on how I can save some money but still kind of stay in the spirit.
Well, you could have employee kind of like a potluck thing if every employee brings in one of their favorite, you know, Christmas treats or whatever.
You know, my wife's company used to go from a big, like, event at a hall, and they had an open bar, and they had a full dinner, and there's a DJ, and there's dance, and there's door prizes. And since then, that was a big expense. They've cut it down to just like a wine and cheese party at the company after hours, and I think it goes off very well, that people still appreciate it. They get an opportunity to mingle with each other. It's at the work setting, but at least they can, you know, have fun with each other outside of work. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost as much as the other one. So I think wine and cheese parties are good.
Yeah,
and again,
I think so.
You know, if you want to look at gifts, look at things that you can give out as door prizes. Instead of something for everyone, just have like the top 10 door prizes.
I think mm-hmm. you can also ask your suppliers. They're phasing things out of their product lines at the end of the year to bring new things in. There's overruns in their factories. Ask them for samples that you can use as gifts and prizes and giveaways. You can also ask the supplier to attend and kind of, you know, tout their wares and maybe offset the cost a little bit.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, one of the other things my wife's company does for just their employees, they have a luncheon, like a potluck luncheon, but all the products that come in from their vendors and stuff, all the logoed stuff, they actually raffle that off. So everyone has a chance to win things. And they got, you know, neat things like flashlight sets and, you know, leather products and stuff from Padfolios and pen and pencil sets. So, I mean, there's some good stuff that they're getting, and they're just using what their vendors give them.
We have at our editorial parties sometimes, we'll have little contests and people can win gift cards and things like that.
That's fun.
Trivia contests.
Mm-hmm. Christmas trivia.
We haven't done that. We've done 80s trivia. We did geography, which I think Andy failed miserably at.
No, we did. We did. Remember, we did finish the Christmas song.
I failed miserably.
Did you win?
No, I didn't win.
No, he failed miserably.
I think it's important, though, to have the open house if it's really popular. I think we should keep it and maybe just try to partner with some people to offset the cost.
Or if you feel like it's gotten too big over the years, you know, then maybe you look at your customer invites a little bit more critically and, you know, only invite your best customers or the companies that you sell the most to.
But the wine and cheese idea is a good one. You don't need to serve people a full meal, and people aren't looking for that.
No, people don't even really, they don't care.
Yeah.
As long as they have alcohol and a little bit of something to nosh on.
There you have it. Well, good luck.
Sounds like the Houstons.
Straight from the person who just wants those things.
Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Nosh on, says the Shiksa.
And on line three, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We are good, Stanley. You have a holiday question.
I have a dilemma, so I've got two questions. So, for clients, for end user gifts, food versus apparel, and for employee gifts, money versus a gift. What are your thoughts?
Two very good questions. All right, let's look at food versus apparel.
I go with food.
Or hard goods. Food versus hard goods, you know, whatever.
I vote for hard goods because it lasts longer.
I do, too.
I agree with that.
The only thing about food is there are some, you know, food items you can buy that have a component that's a lasting thing, like something presented in a really nice logo box and things like that. So I think that's a win as well.
For clients also, it depends. If you're sending to individual people, then I think, like Michelle said, the hard goods or apparel, I think, are going to last more. But if you're sending to a whole office, food is something that they can all break out
and that's why I like food, because it's shareable.
Right. So I think
it
depends a little bit.
You could give something in a colorful bin or something that would stay in the office.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep your logo there.
All right. And the second question was employees' money versus gift, correct?
Yes.
Definitely gift.
Gift. Yeah, it just lasts longer. Money. I mean, money ends up going to, at this time of year, towards a holiday bill.
It's going to go to their credit card bill.
Well, that's true, but I love money.
Well, I know you do, but you're not going to remember that. Whereas, you know, if I gave you a lovely gift that's sitting in your house right now, you're going to have that for years to come.
Like if you got a leather wine tote or
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you changed your mind.
It's all about alcohol.
All right, so basically, Stanley, you can send Kathy a leather wine tote for the holidays. How's that sound?
Got it. That sounds great.
Thanks,
all right, Stanley. Thanks a lot. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line four, we have Desiree. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy holidays. A few months early.
Yay. First of all, I was wondering what kind of a dog did you guys end up with?
Oh, well, you know, first, Andy's wife said no to a lot of the suggestions.
She was listening to the show that day and was upset that we ended up with the idea of a Labradoodle. So she said no way to the Labradoodle, but we have not made a decision yet. So
is it narrowed down?
As soon as we do,
breeds?
No, there's been no narrowing. In fact, we're pretty much at the point of debating dog or no dog.
And I guess your vote is no dog.
Especially if it sounds like that.
Desiree, what kind of dog do you think that Andy should purchase?
Well, we have a Jack Russell, and it's one of the best dog we ever have owned.
Aww. What's its name?
Annie Oakley.
Cute.
That's cute. Going.
All right, we'll put that one on the list.
She takes her to work with us every day. She has her own customers that come in and say, "Good morning, Annie."
Put her on the phone.
Does she have a territory? Well, I guess she has a territory.
She marks it.
She's got her own territory. All right, Desiree, what's your question?
Well, we are just getting started in the promotional business, and we're doing a Christmas boutique. And I was looking for something that I could use as a promotional item and yet do it as a giveaway for when they come to the – it's like a downtown fair. So I was looking for something that I could use that would promote the business but still be a giveaway.
It looks like
Joe is grabbing an item
just ran
from
across
his stock.
The room. Oh, and look.
Look at your screen. Look at that. Isn't that festive?
Why don't you explain what that is, Joe?
It's a pen, and on the end, it has looks like a Christmas bulb here, and you tap it on a surface, and it blinks, and it's a lot of fun, so you can give that out. The pen works
as
a ballpoint pen.
I like that. That's actually an ideal giveaway.
I think it's great.
And it says... It screams holidays.
Screams
season.
Holidays. Christmas.
Can you see that on the phone, Desiree, or on the screen?
It sounds plate. I am having a hard time actually hearing you. So.
Oh.
That's because Joe just leapt across the room.
Like a reindeer.
This item. Anyway, it's a really cute green pen, and on top has a green Christmas bulb, and when you hit the pin on something, it flashes.
Well,
and,
who's it from?
It's very cool.
Clegg Promo.
Yeah, it's from Clegg.
Clegg Promo. So check it out on ESP.
45450. ASI 45450.
Check it out. I think it's a great idea. There you have it.
Thank
compliments
you.
Of the Joe Show. Good luck, Desiree. And online two. Oh, stay on the line for your gift card. Online two, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, folks.
Hi, Bob.
Bob, have you shopped for all of your holiday gifts for your favorite ASI show radio host yet?
Well, I guess I was making a list. I'll check it twice. See what we can do.
Kathy wants alcohol.
Joe's naughty.
What's your question, Bob?
Well, I'm kind of interested in your upcoming discussion of the QR codes because I just read an article yesterday that people are linking QR codes to just a dead website page, and they're not being very creative. So I'm interested to hear what you guys are going to discuss.
So am I.
That's coming up soon. Joe's going to handle that topic
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
But in terms of QR codes, I've seen lately a lot of really great case studies of QR codes on T-shirts. Have you guys seen those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're on T-shirts and other products too. And they,
Bob is right. Even.
Bob is right. If the company that you're working with is doing it just to a static web page and doesn't really have a purpose, I'm not sure that that's the best use.
That's what the findings in this study.
Yeah, so we will get to that. But while we have Bob on the phone, it does have to be a tied-in promotion. You know, have it go to a website that actually ties into what you're trying to sell or what the company is trying to market, and update that. You know, understand that a promotional product that has a QR code on it is going to last in the world for could be a long time. It could go pass from person to person, and it could, you know, many different people could go to that web page. So update it, you know, make sure clients are updating it with new information and it's not, 3 years old. That would be pointless.
Well, I just saw a great case study in Advantages magazine about QR codes. It was a campaign, I think in the state of Florida maybe, to get teens not to text and drive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And part of the campaign was a T-shirt with a QR code on it. They could go scan that and see a really great video.
And that's especially a great demographic for QR codes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because they're so techno-savvy.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the younger generation.
Mm-hmm. But that campaign got fantastic results. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of visitors to the site.
For a practical one, one of the rental car places, I think it was Hertz, if you reserved a car with them, they sent you a luggage tag. When you landed and got your luggage, there was a QR code on the luggage tag. You scan the QR code, and it let Hertz know that you were there and to have the car
ready. That's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a very good practical
idea.
Nice.
All right, Bob, we're going to talk more about QR codes in just a few minutes, so stay listening. Thanks for calling.
Ooh, it's very timely. Thanks a lot.
All right, stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, Kathy is going to tell us how e-newsletters can help your business grow.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
We are back with the ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We've been talking holidays. If you have any questions about holiday gifts or holiday parties, please call us at 215-953-4979. It's not too late, and the fantastic Vinny Driscoll will be answering your phone calls.
Facebook.
But let's talk about e-newsletters. Kathy, I think a lot of people are using them now, but some aren't. Why are they important? How can they help your business grow?
Well, because they cost very little to produce, or even
other than your time.
Exactly. But on the other hand, you could advertise in them as well. So if you're going for the advertising in newsletters, research the most popular websites that target your demographic and see what e-newsletters they put out, and maybe you want to advertise in them because they're already targeting your demographic. But if you want to put out your own, it costs absolutely nothing usually, and you can, if it gets popular enough or goes viral, you could get other people to advertise in your newsletter, so therefore you're making money. Obviously, they help you promote your brand, and they establish credibility, and they communicate and convert people into customers. They build awareness, and they could be a moneymaker. As I said, if they become popular enough, you can make money with them with advertising. So I mean, it's really a win-win situation.
All right. Thanks, Kath. We're going to put more information
online. Yeah, there's a lot
online.
Of tips in this. So.
ASICentral.com/radio, excuse
That's
me.
That's free.
And you'll have more tips on how to grow your business with e-newsletters. Andy,
yeah.
It can be done.
It can be done.
You can grow your company with your customers.
Yeah, in fact, it's smart in many ways.
Tell us how.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We want to know.
So I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why less is more might be better, and also a couple of things to look out for if you take the less is more approach. So the first reason to go with this fewer customer approach is that you could focus on larger corporate entities. You know, you could really focus your efforts towards the bigger clients that spend more. That's the theory behind
deep-pocketed clients.
Behind reducing your client list, the amount of clients you serve, is that you can get to the bigger ones if you can focus your time on their needs. So that's one way to do it. And the second factor that really helps companies when they're focusing on fewer customers is that they can go deeper with those current clients. So we've talked a lot on this show lately about how to get more business from current clients. The only way to do it is to focus your energies and your efforts towards those clients' needs and make sure you're getting referrals to other departments and opening up avenues which maybe weren't open to you before. So when your energy gets pulled aside by so many different clients, if you have hundreds of clients and they all buy a little bit, then maybe there's a way to pare some of those back and focus on the bigger ones where you can get more business out of them. A couple things to look for is never have one client that's more than 50% of your revenue. You want to be careful. You know, when you're focusing on large companies, they can take a lot of your effort and energy. But if one client is more than 50% of your revenue, then that's a sign that you need to diversify pretty quickly. So, you know, don't take the approach so seriously that you only have a few clients you're selling to. So be aware of that. And if you do have any really large clients, make sure you assign a client manager. It's the relationship that you really need to manage and understand and know what their needs are and make sure that you're looking out for what they need on a daily basis, essentially.
That makes sense. And, you know, I think we've talked about this a little bit on the show, but this kind of goes hand in hand with the idea that every year you should look at your client list and kind of do a profitability analysis and see which ones are really profitable. Because a lot of times you'll find out that you're taking up all this time with some clients who actually don't bring you a lot of profit. So,
if you
pare down that list and cut out those people,
right.
Focus only on the really profitable ones and get more money from them, then that would be a real win.
Yeah, we're talking about the holidays here today, and in all seriousness, the holiday time, the actual holiday time, not the selling holiday time, is really a great point of the year to do exactly that, to look at your client list very critically. And companies that aren't as profitable, you need to look at them and decide whether you want to do business with them going forward and who you should focus your energies on. So take some time to do that as the year winds down.
All right. And since we've been talking about holiday shopping, Michelle is going to tell us what holiday shoppers or what shoppers in general are indulging in. And now, Michelle, last year, I think we were surprised to find that the luxury market was still doing well. Is that the case?
It is to a degree. They're calling it pragmatic luxury. So think about things like, you know, spending $25 for a lipstick or nail polish. You know, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Anything that has to do with pets, people are still spending on their pets. Anything that has to do, coincidentally enough, with the holidays, people are already spending a fortune.
Last Halloween, I think, was a record.
And this year, right now, it's up 43% Halloween spending.
Wow.
Okay. So anything that has to do with holidays, gourmet food, gourmet goodies, things like lobster, macaroni and cheese, people will spend for little luxuries on themselves. So anything that pampers people or their pets, that's the way to go. And we will put this article online.
All right.
By the way, Halloween spending is $6.9 billion.
Wow.
That's like incredible to me.
That really is. All right. More tips on that.
The biggest pizza delivery day of the year.
Really?
We get pizza in our house. Mm-hmm. ASICentral.com/radio. Michelle's going to put more tips online. Andy, a very important event is going on this afternoon. What is it?
Yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern time today. Counselor is hosting a live online chat, and we're going to be discussing how to use video in your marketing efforts. So how to use online video, how to get involved in online video, how to get started. So if you have any questions about how to do that, Join us on this chat. You can come join us at asicentral.com/counselorchat. And you'll just see a screen there to type some questions in. Our editors, Joe, will be joining us as an editor on the line, as will I and Dave Vagnoni. And we'll be there to answer your questions. So come join us. And if you have any questions, concerns, challenges, or issues with how to use video in your marketing efforts, let us know.
And I think it's important to note, you know, people sometimes are overwhelmed to kind of jump into this area, right, because they think it's expensive and or that they need a lot of techno know-how. But that is not the case, is it, Joe?
It is not the case.
I mean, a couple hundred bucks and a little effort and you can get started.
$200, I would think.
Right. Yeah, I think people are very intimidated.
And maybe even less than that.
Even I can do it.
Oh, my.
You don't even have to have any talent. I do it.
See? The very low barrier of entry for this video thing.
So join us, asicentral.com/counselorchat, starting at 2 o'clock Eastern this afternoon.
All right, nice. Check it out. All right, we promised we're going to talk about QR codes. Joe, are they a fad or are they here to stay?
Jury's still out.
Okay.
This is a from...
Thanks.
Moving on. Strategic marketing firm Russell Herter did this study, and what they found is, one, 82.2 million Americans have smartphones. That's 35% of the U.S. adult population. 14 million Americans have actually scanned a QR code in July of this year. Okay, so people are scanning them. However, what they found is 70% have seen a QR code of the people they surveyed, but only 3 in 10 actually know what they are. So is this good for marketers or isn't it? They said, well, they're really not sure yet. The data on QR code delivering ROI is still a little sketchy right now, but what they did find is that when you offer something, coupons, discounts, or some type of deal, entering someone to a sweepstake, you have a better chance of someone scanning that code, telling a friend about that, and having them scan the code as well. If you just go, like you had mentioned, Andy, earlier, to a static site that never changes, chances are no one's going to go back to that. So they're saying there are five takeaways from the study, and we'll post the whole study. It's very interesting. It's long for marketers. One, you have to know your demographics, and they found that, of course, younger people between 18 and 24 are more apt to be using QR codes or scanning them. Consider the medium itself. You know, what are you going to be advertising with the QR code? You know, what is the purpose of it? Just don't, you know, send them to, again, that static site. Add value, which could be your discounts, which can be your coupons, which could be entering someone to a sweepstake to, you know, for suppliers, it would be, you know, enter distributors into a sweepstake to win 100, you know, off of self-promo items or something. And you need to cut through the clutter because they're starting to pop up everywhere. You want to make sure that you're using it smartly and finally track the results. That's the main thing they say, is that right now the ROI is a little sketchy. There are some cases where there's been, like the one that was running the advantages for the, you know, getting teens not to text and drive. I mean, they have some good ROI on that. So you want to track your results and see if it's worth your effort or if you need to be putting it someplace else. You're putting on products, in advertisements, in magazines. There's so many different places you can put it. Mm-hmm. But it's a really good, interesting study. And we'll put it online, the whole thing.
All right. So, asicentral.com/radio. Yeah, so, everything you want to know about QR codes.
Yeah, and they said, you know, they're not sure yet.
All right.
It's still to know, I think.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Now
Linda,
it's time for Michelle Bell's favorite part of the show, where every editor tells their favorite product of the week. Andy, we're going to start with you today.
Oh, wow.
What's your favorite product?
I don't
think
I've ever started this,
all right,
this segment.
This better be good.
King for the day, Andy.
My wife is a big baker, has a bakery business even from our house. So I chose...
What's the name of it?
Something Sweet. Something-sweet.net. Go check it out. Okay. thanks,
shameless
Kathy.
Plug.
So, yeah, shameless plug. So I chose these really cool measuring cups, which are from Bay State Specialty, and you could, that's ASI 38980. You can check them out online at asicentral.com/radio right now.
Kathy, what's your favorite product of the week?
I picked this product especially for Andy.
Oh, isn't you that did. Nice?
My buddy Andy, Captain Killjoy. Andy, did you know that October is Positive Attitude Month?
I did not know that, no.
Of course you didn't. Well, anyway, the book company has a nice hardcover book. It's 96 pages, and it's called The Power of Attitude, and it's, like, inspirational, and it's all about how attitude affects your sales and your
Michelle
business and your success
product
in life and all that. And I think it's a great, like, employee motivational tool.
Does it take 96 pages to get a positive attitude?
From you, yes.
It might take longer than that.
Yeah, it might take longer. But anyway, I think it's a great idea for end-of-the-year employee award ceremonies or whatever. Nice little favor. And it's from the book company, ASI 41010.
All right. I like that.
Great.
Isn't that awesome?
Of course
Joe?
You do.
Joe Haley, what's your favorite product of the week?
It's a USB multicolor squid hub.
Ooh. Squid hub?
Squid hub. The hub's
good. Kind of looks like a squid.
Yeah, I like this.
You can plug four other USB cords into this and plug the one into your computer. I have that Dell that's got the little door there, and it's a pain to plug everything in.
Oh, yeah, I hate
that.
It's
so hard to get it in there. I don't know if it's just me or other people, me and Kathy. Mm-hmm. But this allows you to plug more things in there. It's easier. You don't have to big, huge, thick cord out. I think it's great for college students because they have a lot of, you know, things that they need to charge via their computer, their IPAs and their cell phones and, you know, anything else. I'm also good for anyone.
Their IPAs or their PDAs?
PDAs.
Yeah, what's an IPA?
IPA is a beer.
Yeah,
they're drinking. Okay. Anyway, good for computer repair companies to, you know, a little leave behind if they come and they service your computer.
Yes.
This is available from Magnetel Inc. That's ASI. 68480 and www.magna-tel.com. Stop laughing at me.
We're laughing because
I couldn't see.
Joe can't see.
I don't have my reading
glasses. Even though
glasses
he's got trifocals, he still can't see.
No, they're just regular glasses. I couldn't wear the trifocals.
Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is a huge blanket, 50 by 52 inches, and it's soft and it's plaid for people who do things like go to football games. I don't know why people would do that, but there it is. For people who get cold going to football games.
Or even like picnic. On your couch.
For picnics, for people who do things like that, picnics. And it comes with
what
a little handle.
What would you do
handle.
With the blanket?
I'd curl up on her couch.
And it is from Sweeta, ASI 90305. It's SweetaUSA.com.
All right, you can check out all these products at asicentral.com/radio. And we are out of time today. Thanks for everyone for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And tune in next week when Kathy Houston will be singing her favorite holiday tune.
Oh, yeah.
You can pick your favorite. Have a great week, everyone.